on, everybody? Welcome to Canucks Corner. I almost said Coach's Corner. Holy. We're not there yet, boys. We're not there yet.
I've been called Don Cherry.
Yeah, this is my boy Don. Meet Ron here with the Make Hockey Violent Again hat. Welcome. This is Canucks Corner presented by Puck and Flamingo. I'm Andrew, Steve, Zach. How you guys doing, boys?
Not too bad. How are you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
How's it back in Canada? It's been, a couple weeks now?
It has been. It's been 2 weeks. I love it.
Yeah.
I love every second of it. Yeah. It's good to be back.
We've been up to doing any trips, any day trips, anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Went Vancouver. I mean, just been a lot of driving around, kind of seeing where we want to live, showing Julie around different areas. I think we've settled on Langley, which is nice. Close to hockey, close to Bartel. Yeah.
Come over for football. I'll come over for hockey.
Yeah, we got those Giants tickets too for this season, so
we'll be giving some of those tickets out too, so that'd be nice.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be giving some of those out on the podcast. So yeah.
I'm glad Andrew knew about that. I was just waiting to see his face, like, what?
we're doing what? Those are my tickets.
These for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Go ahead, Zach. What are you gonna say?
I was just gonna say I'm doing pretty well, hanging in there. Yeah, look, I'm actually happy to see some rain again after this dry wildfire season. It's kind of nice to get back to it, and even though I know we're going to have it for 6 months, but whatever.
We're savage, Jay.
Zach, you were just telling me that you have an episode releasing of your other podcast tomorrow. Oh. Is that correct?
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. You guys go check it out.
Yeah, Plaid Jacket Philosopher. I don't pump it too much on here because the topics don't combine at all. I like being able to talk sports here.
I bet you for our listeners and most of them can relate. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm starting to be able to relate more. Started my new job this week. Keeping me on my toes, keeping me busy. Did some attic work today.
I start my new one next week. So a couple more days off than you do.
Yeah, nice. Okay, let's get down to business, boys. We got contracts.
We do.
We got contracts. Finally.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, happy days, obviously. It's great news for Canucks. I mean, we needed some good news. Preseason's been going okay. Besser missed practice the other day. Does anyone know what that was about?
Anyone hear anything on that? I know that they might not be coming back until the start of the regular season. That's what I read, but I don't know. I haven't fact checked any of that. Just kind of skimmed through an article.
Yeah.
He plays on his wrist.
By the way, I just got an update. Not that this has anything to do with the contracts. Louis Erickson just scored again for the Coyotes.
No way. He did. If he puts up 30 goals.
Well, it's a contract here, right? He's going to get signed another 6x6.
Unreal. Now I've lost my train of thought.
Contracts.
my brain just like went numb there. So we got PD, we got Hughes back. I watched the interview. Did you see, Steve? I know you tagged me in it. Zach, did you see the full interview, their press conference?
Yeah, I checked that out there. Did you? Oh, Zach. Yeah.
I didn't see the press conference. I saw the hype video that Pettersson put out today on his social media accounts. But
I missed that.
Oh, really? Oh, it's pretty funny. It's, you know, it's just highlights of himself, which I thought was pretty funny.
Classic PD. That's
all right, PD buddy. Move. We're all excited to have you back now. Let's get you on the ice.
Yeah. So, what do you guys think of the term? Are you happy? I mean, we spoke about this we were just talking about that 2 days before. They released the news that they were close. And then I think, you know, official word came out a couple days after we released the podcast.
We all thought there was going to be at least one bridge contract, which obviously there was PD, right? With them, the holdout, I think I was thinking a little bit more that was like what Quinn wanted. So I'm happy we got him locked up for 6 years for, was it
7.85 for Hughes, 7.35 for PD.
For PD, okay, for Hughes for the 8.5, which is Hughes good. I think that's perfect. I think that's a really good contract we can have with them. And then PD with the bridge, obviously, with his comments earlier too, that he wants to see where this team's going. So I think this is going to be a big 3 years for the Canucks.
Yeah, he said, hey, look, he said in that press conference, I'm happy to be here. I want to be here. So
what he's going to say, he's not happy.
Yeah, that's true. After, you know what I mean? Like, after a payday like that,
that you get paid and say, oh, yeah, I'm not happy to be here. I'm just going to see what the other team. He's obviously going to play, right? But he's going to rethink things a little thoroughly within the next 3 years, depending how the Canucks do.
Well, and I think the key too with his contract, I can't remember the exact number, but his qualifier coming out of this, because he'll still be a restricted free agent, his qualifier is going to be, I think, around 10.5 million plus. So, I mean, that's a pretty standard structuring now for these kind of first bridge contract signings. But, you know, he's set up pretty well in the future. And again, like, I love that number and that term for Hughes. Like, it would have been nice to kind of get 8 years, but I think that's a bit greedy at that point. We'd have to be paying him more annually, but 7.35, man. Like, I mean, that's, or sorry, 7.85 at Hughes. That's, yeah, that seems fair market value now, or at least, you know, this year it'll be fair market value, but in 3 years, like, that could be an absolute steal. That could be a steal. Yeah.
Time will tell. Time will tell. I think that the contract that was signed just before, or the one that threw a real big wrench in this. No, Kaprizov or.
Oh yeah.
Who am I thinking of, Zach?
You're thinking of Kirill Kaprizov. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That threw a huge wrench in negotiations. I think that kind of set a standard, and good on Jim. Like, where's all the haters at now? I think he's had a wicked offseason.
I think and so too.
If not to pump my own tires a bit, but I was the one that stuck up for him straight from the wet coaster days. I was like, let's go, Jim. He's my boy. I got faith in this guy.
Yeah.
I think previous years, I think management had their hands in things or ownership. Sorry. I think he was given more free range this year. He was able to spend money. He was able to buy out contracts, and I think he did a damn good job. And I think these two contracts really is the icing on the cake. And
yeah,
I mean, and I don't want this to come back and bite me in the ass at the end of the season. So I'll stop myself there. But
let her fly.
All right, we haven't played a single game yet. But
I know. We're going to Stanley Cup final.
Heard that one before.
Yeah. No. I don't think that. But in all seriousness, I am impressed. Like, it's a huge turnaround. And then Zach, I know we've mentioned this before as well, that like, this is the first year as a Canucks fan, you're kind of excited to see what the team can do on the ice.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For a while. I mean, the last few years, like, the cupboard has felt bare. The team just didn't really inspire much excitement on the ice, really. Like, obviously with the infusion of, you know, Besser being in Calder consideration, then Petey winning it, and then Hughes being in Calder consideration, like, we saw that rise coming. But I think this year is kind of finally the year that we're going to really see it come to fruition on the ice. At least that's what I'm hoping. I'm like we've talked about, like, I am amped for this year.
Yeah. Bartel, what about you? Are you as jazzed? Like, have you seen any Garland highlights yet? Have you started coming around a bit? Or
I'm trust me, I have high hopes. I've jumped on this wagon before and been hurt a lot. So you know what I mean? You keep touching your heart, you're still gonna keep getting burnt, right? So
yeah.
I'm a type of show me, let's see what they can do, right? So I hope everything works out. I do like what's going on. I am excited of what's going on. It's going to be a good season to watch some hockey, especially Canucks hockey. I mean, I love the contracts. I think it's good. The only thing that does scare me is now that we have within the next three years, we have to sign Petey again, Horvat, Besser, and Miller.
Miller.
Right? Yeah. So there's going to be some big contracts in the next little bit here. Hopefully that flat cap can raise a little bit. Maybe we can squeeze something else. Hoglander's gonna have a contract coming through, right? His rookie deal will be coming up in the next 3 years. So
yeah.
It's gonna be scary. Rathbone maybe. So I don't know what the future holds, but we have a good chance to make a run with a young team, at least get some experience for core guys. So
speaking of Rathbone, he's looked good, I think. The last couple highlights and preseason games I've seen, he's been impressive. He's been controlling the puck in the offensive zone well. He's looked really good. And again, I don't know if I think we talk about this on air or off air, but there was a media scrum for Petey and Hughes after they signed their contracts, obviously. And Quinn actually said he hasn't talked to Hamonic a lot in the last month, and he's not going to comment on a situation, but he hopes to see him back. So
Hamonic, I thought Hamonic just came out and said that he opted out for the season already, my understanding.
No, he said he's not opting out. So it's looking like he's going to be playing.
Really? Is he going to be playing in Vancouver? This is the question.
Again, I don't know. They're being pretty tight-lipped about all that stuff, but it sounds like he's open to it. I don't know how it's all going to work, but we'll see. Yeah. I mean, I think he's a good, solid, like steady partner for somebody like Hughes, somebody who's able to freewheel a little bit more. And I think, you know, I mean, it's like we had for a long time in Tanev, right? Like just that safety blanket. And obviously he's in Calgary now. Hopefully he goes down with that ship because fuck Calgary. But the, you know, he was a good safety blanket for Vancouver for our kind of offensive defenseman. And Hamonic can kind of provide that steadying presence as well. So I would love to see him back with the team. I think it just solidifies our right side. I think it solidifies our top four pairings. So
what's going into Topi Night, which was it next Tuesday 12th, coming up here? The 12th? Yeah, the 12th, next Tuesday. Who's your starting 6D?
Starting six.
With Hamonic. With Hamonic. Say with Hamonic. He's going to play. Who's your starting six?
I don't know if he'll play.
If he comes in.
Hypothetically.
Yeah. Who's your starting six?
Zach, do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Well, I'm looking right now. I actually just pulled it up on Daily Faceoff. And the ones that they have listed right now would be Hughes and Hamonic on pairing one, with OEL and Poolman on pairing two, and then Oliulevi and Myers on the third pairing, which I don't know if Ulevi's impressed enough. We may see Rathbone up there, although I don't know. I mean, Rathbone, he's looked promising, but he's a little bit more reckless. Like if we're looking for somebody who might be a little bit steadier on that third pairing, even though they're younger, they're, you know, Ulevi's still inexperienced, but I guess it depends on what they're going to go with. But that top six does sound pretty formidable to me. I mean, I think that's an NHL starting four, at least. Poolman's a little bit of a question mark, but when you've got OEL, Hamonic, and Hughes in that mix, and you could shift Myers up to play, you know, the right side with OEL, I think that's a pretty good top four.
Yeah, I agree. And what do they have there? Sorry, Steve, what do you think about that? That was your question.
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't know if Ulevi has done enough. I don't know. I like Rathbone, and I see him in there.
Yeah, well, we all know Travis wasn't happy, right? We know Travis wasn't happy with Ulevi during camp, he's been playing in the preseason, so
Exactly. I mean, they're probably going to start with him. He might have a short leash. I just think like you said, Rathbone's maybe a little bit of a wild card, but that might be bring something that they need coming from that third D pairing, right? It could, you know, let him off the range a little bit and have him maybe with Poolman, right, on the third pairing. And then, like you said, move Myers up. That's not – you still have a right-handed guy playing with him. I think it would work out.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're looking pretty good for the top four, at least. I mean, we've got question marks for 5-6, but, you know, that's not a bad question mark to have, realistically, if that's our biggest complaint is the 5-6 pairing. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking hypothetically, I mean, Ulevi's probably the best fit for that position. If he can play up to, you know, what we kind of hope someone in that role could even play, I think we've kind of just come to the realization that he's not going to be who we'd hoped. Yeah. He's not a fifth round draft or overall draft pick, if that's what it is, fifth overall.
Yeah, that is what it was.
So
this will be exciting though to watch Abusir play here too, because Jet Wu is someone that's really interesting to me, because he should be making that jump from AHL to NHL pretty quick if he is going to be anything. I have high hopes for him. I don't know about what you guys think.
Jet Wu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, his name has been around a lot. He just barely – I remember – I haven't seen much of him, but I know he barely made – he got scratched late for the World Junior Canada team, I think. At least the one we were at that I went to here in Vancouver. I can't remember what year that was now. At least 2 years ago, whatever. So, I mean, obviously he's got skill. I'm excited to see what he does in Abbotsford, that's for sure.
It's gonna be nice having them right there for us.
Yeah. Zach, what does Daily Faceoff say about our top six?
For top six D or top six forwards?
Forwards, sorry.
Forwards, what they're showing right now, and I don't think these lines are going to be accurate. They're showing Hoglander on the left wing, line one, Petey in the center, Besser on the right side. For line two would be Garland on the left, Miller in the center, and then Pod Colson on the right side.
Interesting.
I can't really see that. I think they're going to go with the Lotto line probably to start up.
So.
Again, if Besser's healthy. The way they have it set up right now is actually Dickinson playing right side on the fourth line with Sutter as the center, Horvat centering the third.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, my estimate is that, you know, you're probably going to have Miller move up to the left wing on line one. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to have Horvat centering the second line with, you know, from the looks of it, it'll probably be Garland and Pod Colson would be my guess.
Yeah.
That to me sounds like a really good kind of banging, grinding second line, but with a lot of scoring touch. Mm-hmm. What I'm most excited for this year, and I really do think that Vancouver has the capability to be top five, maybe even top three on power play for this year. I mean, on our first power play unit, we're going to have Quinn Hughes being the quarterback, and on our second, we're going to have OEL quarterbacking it, right? Yeah, and we've got a lot of firepower up front. I think that the power play this year is going to be lethal. I don't think we're going to have a problem scoring goals. Keeping them out, you know, it's been a bit of a challenge here the last few years. It may continue to be a bit, but I think we've got enough firepower in our top nine to outscore a lot of our problems on most nights.
Yeah, well, we've got a new starting goalie, like true number one.
With Demko?
Anyways, yeah. Right. Yeah. He wasn't a true number one last year. He split the crease, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He took over as the number one, but... Yeah. Yeah, he still basically split the crease. And last year was such a shit
year. I actually get a lot of touch or a lot of games. So
he is. I think a big key to remember this year too is with the Olympic break, right? So you're going to have a compressed schedule. I'm guessing that Halak's probably going to start around 25 to 30 games.
Every back to back.
Well, yeah, it's going to be pretty compressed with that 2 week Olympic break. So I think that, you know, it's going to convert to more back to backs, more, you know, three games in four nights or two games in three nights type thing. So I have a feeling that Halak's going to get, you know, a fair number of touches, and it's good to have a guy like that now who you feel comfortable handing the crease over to, you know, not that Holtby shouldn't have felt comfortable, but you know, he didn't look good last year, and Halak might be that steadying presence that we need.
Yeah.
Demko might make team USA too, right? So it'd be nice to have Halak there if he does end up playing. I don't know if he's going to start or not, but
we might be handing like Team USA a boatload of players, you know, between Garland, Miller, Besser, Demko, Hughes. Yeah. Like we may be giving Team USA a full five-man unit.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
That'd be crazy.
So
it really is.
I do want to talk about Pod Colson, and I do want to talk about the Olympics as well, since we brought that up. But Steve, I couldn't tell by your face there when Zach said something about the power play. Did you disagree, or were you
No.
You're just thinking. Okay, I thought it looked like you might have disagreed.
No, I was just wanted thinking.
To pick your brain. God, this is gonna be great. Popcorn's going in the back already.
No, 100%. I agree with him. I think he should reserve power or quarterback the first and Oli on the second. And I think our power play should be really well, or should be a lot better, and our defense should be a lot better with the addition of our coach there. Brad Shaw. Yeah, I think it's going, and he's on penalty kill too. So I think I think it's going to be pretty well balanced this year.
Yeah, yeah, I'm really looking forward to regular season. We're not going to talk about tonight's game.
although you know what, in transitioning to the Pod Colson talk that you were talking about,
yeah,
he had a few huge plays tonight. They didn't convert to goals, but he showed like a real drive to the net. He had uh, he had a couple plays there where, you know, and in the third period where, you know, the game was out of reach, realistically, it was 3-0. And he was still showing a lot of drive trying to get to the net. And again, the other thing to keep in mind too, with these Seattle games is that Seattle's icing essentially their NHL roster. Whereas the Canucks, we had, you know, we had a skeleton crew out there realistically of what our starting lineup's going to look like. And so, I mean, I don't need to tell you guys this, but to anybody who puts too much stock in preseason games, like, settle down.
Yeah. It's so true. Sure. Yeah, it's so true. Sometimes I don't even watch it. I know it's sad to say, but like, nobody's playing their starting roster. Sometimes players are, sometimes they're not. So it's even hard to judge how our players doing, right? If you have a guy like Pokolzin, well, he was up against Giordano tonight.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, maybe that's a bad example because Pokolzin will play high on our roster, but you know what I mean? If you have a young guy and you're looking to see how he's going to do, and he's going up against Mark Giordano, it's just unrealistic if he's a third or fourth line player.
No, so. I get what you're saying, especially when we've got, you know, our seventh, eighth, and ninth defensemen trying to feed them the puck on the rush. Like, we aren't, you know, generating plays from our end the same way. He doesn't have the same wingers or centermen that he's going to have. So no, it makes perfect sense. I mean, yeah, that's why I personally don't put a ton of stock in preseason, especially when, like I said, Seattle's essentially icing their NHL roster. So yeah, whatever.
Or their AHL roster in the big leagues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see where the Kraken line up. Like you're saying someone had the projected third in the
Athletic. The Athletic projected the Kraken to finish third in the Pacific. Good God. Fifth.
I mean, it's not a great division, but I don't see the Kraken being that high.
I don't see it either. Not when you got teams like, you got Vegas, Edmonton, Vancouver, and, you know, I know we're going to get into our Pacific division breakdown next week. You're putting us in the same
conversation as Edmonton and Vegas.
Oh yeah. Hold on. Hey, I'm not worried about looking like an idiot at the end of the season. Okay. I will full blown look like an idiot, but I mean, I think we're going to get into the Pacific Division breakdown next week, but yeah, I'm interested. I think LA is going to be a much improved team this year too. I don't think the division is going to be as much of a dog as everybody's saying it is.
I mean, we'll get into it, but I disagree a little bit.
Sounds good. It'll give us something to talk about next week.
I don't think the Pacific Division is that strong. But like you said, we'll discuss that next week.
I don't know. What do you mean? Vegas? They've been in Stanley Cup talks ever since their birth. Yeah. You know, Edmonton, Connery McDavid and Dreisaitl, who's going to be your boy this year, Steve, number one draft pick in fantasy hockey. No big deal.
Hey, I'm number four drafting. I have a feeling that Dreisaitl might be there at four. So let's see. Let's pump the brakes on that talk. What are you picking first this year?
Roby, you're high, buddy. I'd take Dreisaitl over McKinnon.
Well, I would too, but
Dreisaitl went first last year, I think.
But I don't know how these other guys in the pool are going to be drafting, so we'll see.
Yeah, we won't give our secrets out. We're talking about openly, and there's me breaking everything down. What are you saying?
Steve's taking.
Yeah, sick. And then whoever went 21st overall. But I did do a mock draft today, and it looked pretty good. So, but good. I don't know how good the people I was doing mock draft with.
It's so funny, man. I've been doing fantasy for the last few years. Like, I just got into it 2 years ago, and I'm hooked every year. But I think I'm in four leagues this year. I love it. Well, I won, like, I think I was up like $650 last year, $400 the year before. Like, I've been doing pretty good at him, so I'm looking forward to taking your guys' money too. But
it's
we'll see about that big guy.
Okay, I owe everyone money from last year.
It's gonna be it'll be a fun year, that's for sure.
Yeah. For those who don't know, Puckett Domingo has we put a fantasy hockey team or pool together.
If you're
what 10-man league this year, but if you guys are super next one, it was she hit us up. And
if you missed the train this year, there's always next year.
And we have a roller hockey team going together too. We got some big things coming. Geez. So hopefully COVID pending, I guess. But
I think it's looking good.
Yeah, we got some pretty nice sweaters made, eh?
Yeah, man. We don't want to leak that just yet.
Yeah. Well, yours truly is going to be playing goal, so we're going to be having some high scoring games here.
Let's go. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. That's not what I
do. Especially with Andrew on D. So.
Oh yeah.
And me trying to score. We're screwed, boys.
That'll be fun.
No, it's.
I'll see you in the penalty box.
Yeah. Okay, so what? Let's jump back to the Olympics for a bit. Let's talk about that. Yeah. I think that's this is kind of unscripted, unplanned, but I think it's exciting. Like, you guys are obviously really happy that NHL players are back. What do you think messes with the season? No, yeah, you love it.
I'm stoked. Yeah, so stoked. I would rather have a compressed schedule and get to see NHLers participate rather than, you know, what we saw in, what was it, 2018?
What, Mason Raymond?
Gold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mason Raymond.
Yeah, I am so stoked. I'm so stoked.
Yeah, we should do an episode where we talk about projected rosters for Team Canada. I think that'd be really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of competition, although the three players have been named so far by Doug Wilson, or not Doug Wilson, why am I, Armstrong. He had named Crosby, McDavid, and Petrangelo so far. So
wow. I would have never guessed that, Zach.
Yeah, I know. That's blockbuster news. Yeah, that's okay. straight NHL insider here. But yeah, those three have been announced. So
where'd you get that info?
Yeah, it's I don't know. I'm looking forward to the team. I mean Canada every year can probably ice two to three rosters that'll be competitive, but it'll be interesting to see the direction they go.
I've been seeing a lot of questions about whether people want to put, or they, Team Canada should put Crosby with McDavid on the line. What do you guys think about that?
Power play.
I don't know.
Power play? Obviously, Bergeron, you got to throw Bergie on there too, right?
Well, that's the thing. Bergie and Crosby are kind of like the Canadian A team, right? For a center and a winger.
Yeah, so you throw McDavid with his speed on his wing.
I was going to say, can Crosby even keep up to McDavid?
That's what I was thinking too.
But does he need to? He's smart enough.
But can you imagine, I'm not a big fan of McKinnon, to be honest, but can you imagine like a line that has McKinnon and McDavid on it? Like the speed right there, that's blinding.
I'm
really excited. I don't even know if Canada's gonna have the best team, to be honest, but
the U.S. is gonna put up a hell of a fight.
I think the U.S. are gonna put up a really good team, mainly because they're gonna be filled with Canucks players.
What,
gonna be a lot of Canucks players, and Hellebuck in net too.
Oh man,
Hellebuck might be the second best goalie in the world right now. And so I mean, Team USA, I think they've got us beaten goal, and it'll be close on D, but I think it's gonna make for a hell of a game, or a couple games this year between Canada and the States.
Yeah. Oh man, those are always good games no matter who's on the ice.
Oh yeah.
When you put players at this caliber, it's gonna be really good.
Yeah, there's still a special level of hate between our two countries that just make those games electric.
Yeah. Who do you hate? Who do you hate more? Like who do you think is the bigger rival, the States or the Russians?
Go ahead, Steve. I personally think back in the 70s is probably the Russians, but in the Cold War, all that crap going on. Right now it's gotta be the Americans just because we're so close to each other. I don't think there's much hate between Russia and Canada anymore. I think it's mostly towards the U.S.
We've beat the Russians into submission. Like now it's just the Americans. Like I remember specifically back to like 2010 with Kessler's comments about, you know, like facing Team Canada and all that stuff. Like that's when it really ignited to me. But no, I obviously Salt Lake too. But I think Canada and the States, there's something special there.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially in women's hockey. It's they're nastier than the men.
They go at each other's throats.
Like, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Who's excited to see China? Woo. I'll still take anyone to bet that China won't score a goal in the tournament. You heard it right now. I'll take any bet.
Would you?
I mean, is
maybe not any bet. With
Kazakhstan, is Kazakhstan in the top pool this year? Like, you know, there could be some real dogs playing in the Olympics.
They play. It's U.S., Canada, Germany, and China in the group, I believe. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Canada and U.S. are in the same group.
Of course they are. It's always like that. From my understanding. So. It has been like that.
I don't know about Olympics. I'm just thinking about World Juniors.
World Juniors is a little bit different. But I'm pretty sure maybe it was just a hypothetical thing. I'm not going to, don't take my word on it. But what I saw was, I was pretty sure it was those four countries. I saw China, US, Canada, and I'm pretty sure it's Germany.
That's the one thing I don't like about Olympics is that there are too many teams that just cannot put a team out.
Yeah, I mean,
well, you know what I mean? Like,
you have four teams. You all five: Russia, Sweden, Finland, USA, Canada.
Yeah, you could put Switzerland in there too.
Switzerland's not going to uphold. They might get lucky.
They're not going to win, but they could at least.
You could play. Yeah, you might score a couple goals.
Germany, I guess.
Germany, sometimes. Same thing, right? Maybe they'll put a couple pucks in.
No, Draisaitl could put some pucks in.
With Tim Stützle,
Yeah.
It does look like I just pulled up on the IHF. It does look like Group A is Canada, USA, Germany, and China. So
there you go.
Yeah. And then we've got, again, Finland and Sweden are going to be in a group together, which is always awesome. So it'll be a good tournament again. I cannot wait.
Finland, send me Sweden? Your bet, boys. Anyone send me That's your good. Bets.
But how many groups are there, Zach?
Four.
Looks like isn't there? Three groups here, total of 12 teams. But again, like then it's showing different qualifications here. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen here, but this is just on the IHF site.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, well, I mean, it's exciting. When does that start, February?
I'm guessing so.
Yeah, I think so. I should have looked that up.
It was
here in February, I'd say. Yeah. If I remember that correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is all kind of off the top of our heads
here. We did not plan this at all. So anyways, that's something to look forward to. So we touched on the contracts, we touched on poke holes in a bit. Anything else you boys want to talk about?
I guess we could always bash the Maple Leafs here for a couple minutes again.
It's always fun doing that.
Definitely.
I know we're talking this off air. We haven't seen it yet, but I know some of the listeners have seen that that Toronto show that they made. That might be good to hear about. We should dive into that and check it out.
Yeah, I'll have to watch it. I probably
watch it, at least vomiting half episode.
The thought
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
All they called it all or nothing too. Emphasis on the emphasis on the nothing. You fucking losers dropped it in game 7 again, up 3-1 to the lowly Canadians, and they couldn't do it. God, I love that. Like, that's the best. But I am gonna watch that because apparently Joe Thornton is an absolute beauty in it. So I'll watch it for Thornton. But yeah, I'm gonna hate watch it for sure. I promise you. But
you're not gonna enjoy it.
if you're listening and you've seen it, please drop some comments. Let us know. Honestly, the thought of me watching it just makes me cringe. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'd rather watch paint dry.
they need to do one of the Canucks, that's for sure. I'd watch that.
Like just the first episode here, I'm just looking up like the synopsis. The first episode is called Playoff Habits. So the Leafs get off to a great start, but head coach Sheldon Keefe wants the team to keep their focus on building Stanley Cup habits to instill playoff style values in the team's play from the get-go. Meanwhile, you know, you've got screenshots of Austin Matthews coming to the rink with his purse on and stuff. So yeah, playoff hockey, 100%. It's just
Bieber hanging off his arm.
I'm gonna hate watch this for sure. But
12-year-old, $10 million 12-year-old.
Yeah, like it's such a Toronto Maple Leaf thing to have a docuseries written about a losing season again.
It is. 100%. It's such a Maple Leaf thing to do, like just like spread your media attention so thin. You know what I mean? Like they are. I mean, Canada's biggest team. Essentially, for I don't know what reason, like
that's all TSN and Sportsnet play.
That's it.
And you know what? Like,
well,
that's
TSN.
Well, I mean, TSN is Toronto Sportsnet, right? So,
but network. But that's why, like, and I mean, because I've talked to people from out east, like, who are Leafs fans and stuff, and, you know, they don't understand the West Coast hate. But the reason why I personally hate them so much is that, yeah, all we get is inundated with media about the Leafs. And then when they come to our barn, we play at 4 p.m. Pacific just so that it's prime time, 7 o'clock on the East Coast. Like, it's trash. They're the only team that gets treated to that, where everywhere they go across the league, it's always the same time zone for them. It's garbage. That's why I can't stand them. But
prime time, anyway, Toronto.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair, man.
If they're winning Stanley Cups, you know what? You can kind of see it, but it's hard when you can't make it out of the first round, right?
Yeah, yeah. They won't do it again this year either. They might. We can get into our league predictions in the next couple of weeks, but I don't think they're making the playoffs this year. So
you don't think they're making the playoffs?
No.
This should be a way different year this year, man. It's not going to be like last year. Last year was weird and messed up.
Yeah. Last year's a bit of a write-off.
That was, I don't even consider that a year. That was just entertainment for us, so we didn't go crazy.
Well, yeah, I went crazy watching the Canucks, I'll tell you that much. But, you know,
yeah,
I've been better than watching paint dry. But
that is true. That is true.
Not as bad as watching the Maple Leafs.
That's true. But yeah, we can save our predictions for in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to the next few weeks. I'm looking forward to regular season puck drop here. And I'm looking forward to just doing predictions, seeing how wrong we all are at the end of the year. And maybe we can write it down or keep tabs. And, you know, maybe we'll buy each other beers based on how many things we get right.
I'm down for that.
Yeah. So when does this Toronto show air then? Is it on already?
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. I'll have to rent it for a month or whatever.
Yeah.
But you get the free, I'm pretty sure Amazon Prime, you get
the free trial.
Free trial with your credit. So everyone that doesn't have Amazon Prime, you can get for a free trial for a month. You get stuff delivered way faster.
Yeah.
And you you get all the videos. There's a whole bunch of stuff on there. It's wicked. We're not sponsored, but
Jeff Bezos paying this guy or what?
He's taking me on his boat after this. Plug? Boys, I'm sorry,
are you gonna put on a hat? Amazon,
cut you guys out.
Well, welcome to 2021, Steve, to everybody else who's had Amazon Prime for the last 5 years and knows how sweet it is. And I'll be taking a ride on Blue Origin. You can stick with the boat. I'll go to space with Bezos.
You go right ahead, buddy. Okay. You'll start your space hockey league up there.
What do you boys think about doing space hockey league? That'd be sweet. No gravity hockey.
Oh yeah.
Full contact on anything.
What do you boys think about doing one episode per week, breaking it down at the end of the pod?
Yeah, I should be fine to, like, if I have the odd week that I can't make it or whatever, you guys
whatever,
can.
Yeah.
Just go together or find some other guy to fill in, like, whatever.
But I'm with a Make Hockey Violence Again hat.
Well, you might have a hard time with that, but I'm down for, I think a week every week should work.
Yeah, we just got set time for me. I'll be pretty busy.
I meant an episode of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yes, and talk about it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Rip it apart at the end of our episode.
Well, I can do that.
Absolutely. I'll have at least episode one watched by next week.
I'm going to watch it right now after this. That's the perks of being unemployed right now.
Yeah. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah. Starting on next Monday or Tuesday. So
nice.
This ride's ending.
Cool, boys. Well, thanks for coming on. As usual, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you everybody for listening. Don't forget, you can catch us on YouTube, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you get podcasts, we are there. And tune in next week and we'll see you, not quite at the regular season, but close
just
enough.
Just after, I think.
Yeah, no, just before, I think. Oh, before. Is it
just
on
after?
Tuesday?
Yeah, it's next Tuesday.
We'll hear, so you'll hear our league preview and our Pacific Division preview, and we will see you during the regular season.
Okay. See ya.